Can I give you advance notice of my muck on the pluck from this morning?
Oh, please do.
I won't wade through it too long because I want to revisit it at 6:30.
Yeah.
There is a race on tomorrow. It started in 1861, this race, and it is still going strong. I was most concerned to read yesterday in the newspapers about concerns that the Melbourne Cup Carnival's not going well, the Melbourne Cup's not the race it used to be. So I read that in an article. It was according to the Sunday Telegraph. Do you know, where is this? We don't have a Sunday Telegraph, do we?
No, we don't. Oh. Is it a paper from Queensland?
I believe it might be a paper from Sydney.
Oh.
So anyway, I then read an article in The Age that said, why the Melbourne Cup no longer stops the nation. I've got another concerning article.
Yeah.
So I read it.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't know, I've never heard of the journalist before, so I looked him up. He presents sport for Channel 9 News Sydney. But nevertheless, there was a third article that I read yesterday in The Age, which is the Melbourne newspaper, which says the race will be like no other because the Melbourne Cup is on the slide. It was written by Peter Fitzsimons.
Who are you?
Oh, yeah.
Who I believe writes for the Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah. Who are you?
Do they think we're stupid? Do they think we don't notice that all these stories are being generated out of Sydney, yet appearing online in Melbourne newspapers?
Why are they being published in Melbourne?
Because I think
from Sydney authors.
Well, that would be a very good question to ask the editors of some newspapers as to how a concerted campaign out of Sydney to have a crack at the Melbourne Cup is going. The Melbourne Cup has been going since 1861 and will continue to thrive.
And draw crowds four times that of the biggest race they have in Randwick.
Correct.